بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون وقال تعالى ولا تكن من الغافلين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, last week we spoke about having the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discuss the fear the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Salaf al-Saliheen, one verse they would recite in the Quran, and that would cause them to faint and become so sick because of the fear, the khashiyat, the khawf they had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned, ulama have stated, that the signs of ghaflat and shaqawat, misery, wretchedness, are three. Number one, adamul ishtiyaqi ila al jannah. When a person does not have any longing, any desire for jannah, for paradise. And that is why in the ayat that I quoted, Allah Ta'ala says, iqtaraba lin nasi hisabuhum, that their reckoning, the day of Qiyamah, has drawn very close. So instead of preparing for that hereafter and having the shock of going into Jannah, unfortunately, they are ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're heedless, negligent, totally absent-minded, as though there is no akhirat existing. عدم الاشتياق إلى الله. A mu'min يحب لقاء الله. A mu'min loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that happens, Allah loves to meet him. But that person who does not wait to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise Allah does not want to meet him as well. وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Do not become amongst those who are ghafil, heedless, negligent, absent-minded. They have a sense of apathy, don't care. Deen is insignificant. Khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far-fetched. The person is busy enjoying himself in dunya. He becomes so obsessed, engrossed. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. The word ghafirun, 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 ghaflat in the Quran is several occasions. Those who have no hope of meeting us, in other words, they don't have this belief and desire to meet us. They are happy with their worldly life. They are attached and clinging onto this worldly life, dunya, dunya. They are totally ghafil of the hereafter. Ayat upon ayat are recited to them, yet it has no effect on the heart. The signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness, His qudrat, His wahdaniyat, His supremacy, His magnificence, the fact that He is so providing, He's all provider, He's a cherisher, He's a nourisher, He's a sustainer, He's providing for us, He's giving us, He's helping us, He's assisting us. When we are sick, He is the one who is giving us shifa. When we have problems, He is the one who is giving us solutions to our problems. Despite all that, so many signs a person can see. He can see the skies, the earth, the mountains, the seas, the ocean, His own self. Despite all this, وَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They are غَافِلَ of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ مُسْتَحَبُّ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. And the reason for this, they have become obsessed with dunya, material things of this world. When this happens, then there is no shauq for me for going to Jannat. And the second alamat and second sign, adamul khawfi min an-nar, having no fear of Jahannam. So there's no longing for Jannat, and there's no fear for Jahannam. And the third one, عدم الشعور للوقوف بين يدي الله سبحانه وتعالى. The person has no consciousness, no feelings whatsoever, that he will one day stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all alone. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You'll come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all alone, standing before Allah Rabbul Izzat, with nobody else to assist you. No interpreter, no helper, no assistance. It's you and Allah. When a person has a longing for Jannah, when he has the fear of Jahannam, when he has the fear of Hisab Kitab, then he will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be a dhakir, one who is remembering Allah Rabbul Izzat. His heart will be alive. His tongue will be moist in the dhikr of Allah. His mind always conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment he's going towards evil, he will refrain, he will restrain himself. He will remind himself, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. He'll make tawbah and istighfar. He'll repent. He'll shed those tears. He'll feel bad. He'll feel the remorse. He'll feel the pain. But the other person who is ghafil, totally negligent, he'll be busy in the mundane and frivolous pursuits of this world, totally oblivious of the akhirat. As though there is no Allah existing for him. He doesn't even think about the angels writing down all his deeds, kiraman katibin. He's not even bothered about munkar nakir, who will question him in the qabr. All alone he'll be in the dark qabr. Why? Because he doesn't even think about maut. People die, he'll take it, yes, everybody has to die. But not realizing that he will also die. He will also leave this world. And what happens after maut? What happens after death? Because his whole life is full of ghaflat. So when he's traveling abroad, he's with his friends, family, it's just posh hotels and just wasting money, israf, in all the restaurants, in all entertainment, fun, whining and dining. Sitting in the aeroplane because of the people around him. Then too he fails to perform salah. He fails to even claim that he's a Muslim. He feels embarrassed. In his office, when he's working with non-Muslims, then he instead of become a magnet, an attraction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the pressure around him, or because of his ghaflat, nature of heedlessness, he also becomes part of them. May Allah protect us. Ghafil, his heart is dead. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. Rasulullah says, the example of the person who takes the name of Allah, who is conscious of Allah, who remembers Allah, he's like a alive person. He's living. He's vibrant. He's energetic. He's got the ta'alluq and bond with Allah. But the one who does not take the name of Allah, who is ghafil of Allah, he's like a dead person. No matter how much you hit a dead person, he feels no pain. It is mentioned, a person, because of his ghaflat, the further or the more and more ghaflat he has in his life, negligence, he's unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more ghaflat in his life will take him further and further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he'll become closer to shaitan and far away from ar-Rahman. Closer to shaitan and far away from ar-Rahman. The awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awe that a person should have, the respect, that sense of loyalty to Allah, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his life, that will be he'll treat it very insignificant. The qalb of a ghafil, this hijab, that he should have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awe of Allah. For him, it is very raqeeq. It is very insignificant, trivial, light. And that is why mashayikh and ulama say, a person who is totally ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he pursues in that direction, he'll never reach the maqam of ihsan. And ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. There won't be that sense of mushahada and muraqaba in his life, that Allah is watching me, or it is as though I can see my Allah. There is no Allah in his life. So like a person who is just sitting, and he does not make any effort to take any transport or sit in any car or vehicle to reach his home. He sit the entire day. He will never reach his destination. Like that, Ighafil will not reach his destination to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Rasulullah was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sit with those people. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Sit with those people. Be patient with those people who are supplicating, making the dhikr of Allah day and night. Sit with them. And Allah mentions further, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Do not obey and follow those people whose heart we made ghafil from our remembrance. Why? Because they were so obsessed with dunya. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمُ اسْتَحَبُّ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلِ الْآخِرَةِ. When they gave preference to dunya over akhirat, then such people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered their hearts. Allah sealed their hearts. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِرُونَ. Allah covered their hearts. Allah placed a seal over their hearts, over their eyes, over their ears. They cannot see the truth anymore. They are blind to the haqq. They cannot hear the truth. If anybody is speaking the truth, and if for some reason they are forced to sit in the company of a pious person, or in some bayan, or waaz, or nasihat, or some dars of Quran, then too they will come out with a negative feeling. Haqq will not go into their ears and eyes and their hearts. Everything is sealed. My respected brothers and elders, ghaflat, becoming negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something very, very serious. And this is our problem. This is our problem today. The ilaj for this, abundance of dhikr. When we take dhikr, make dhikr, Allah, 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 Allah. Initially, maybe we didn't have that consciousness. But after so many times you take the name of Allah, Allah, your tongue is saying Allah, your heart is saying Allah, with every heartbeat, Allah, 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 your ears are hearing Allah, your heart is saying Allah, and you are thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah all this ghaflat will diminish, it will decrease, it will fade away. And the person has to remember maut in abundance. أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ. The cut of all pleasures, all the entertainment and all the fun and enjoyment of this world, when we think of maut, that maut will cut off all this. And after all the pleasures of this world, what happens next? It's akhirat, it's qabr, hashar. So when a person thinks of maut, maut in front of him all the time, then inshallah he will not live a life of ghaflat. My Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatuh has given this example in many of his bayans, and I have also quoted him several times regarding this particular example where he explains ghaflat. He says that lady at home, the wife, she's preparing meals because she's getting visitors. And she's so busy, and now she's got the oil in the pots ready just to throw in the samosas. And the oil is boiling, and suddenly at that time a telephone comes. It's a very close friend or some family member, and they're busy chatting. And we know how the ladies make panchat, with due respect. And they become so engrossed in that. Oh, this happened, and this and that, everything. And she forgot that the oil was boiling. And that pot has a handle sticking out. The little child, very curious, looking at this handle of the pot, and he just pulls the handle, just tips this pot over. And the entire oil comes boiling over him. His entire skin is burned. He's yelling, he's shouting, he's howling. That entire dawat goes to the drain. Everything changes now. Now they rush him to hospital. All this because of ghaflat. Few seconds of ghaflat. In dunya we see what is the outcome, what's the result. Imagine ghaflat for the akhirat, what will happen. How often we see when we're driving, the person in front of us, either he's drunk, so he's driving in a terrible way, or the person is busy with the cell phone. Look at our own selves when we're talking on the cell phone and we are standing. We become totally oblivious of everybody around us. We've got the phone and we are making actions and we are talking and we're walking. We're not standing in the same place even. We're moving up and down. Totally oblivious of everybody around us. That is for the sake of dunya, that's ghaflat. Why? The concentration, the dedication, the mind is gone completely in those things where it should not be, and the focus is away from where it should be. Now the opposite of this, when a person is absorbed in the dhikr of Allah, and the remembrance of Allah, and he has that khushu' and that khudu, that dedication, that devotion, that concentration, that he, because he is engrossed in what? In the love of Allah, in the obedience of Allah, in the ibadat of Allah, he becomes oblivious of his surroundings, people around him. Why? Because he is gone crazy over the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he sees Allahu Akbar in his salah, then he is gone into a different world. In that condition, that's not called ghaflat. That is true dhikr. That is gone, absorbed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah wants from us. In that condition, they could only remove an arrow from the leg of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who was wounded in the battlefield. Every other time they tried to pull it out, it caused him pain. But when he started his salah, engrossed, absorbed, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't know what was happening around him. That is the only time they found the opportunity to remove that arrow. Can we imagine the Sahabi who gets married, and I mentioned this before also. His first night, which person not looking forward, which bride and bridegroom not looking forward for the first night? He's in seclusion now with his wife. He takes permission, just, can I perform 2 rakat salah? He says, of course, go. Go ahead. He starts, Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers and elders, he is so taken away in talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such. This is the true zakir of Allah. The love of Allah is dominant in his heart. His mind moves away from his wife who is waiting for him. Now he is reading ayat and upon ayat and he's gone. When he finishes his salat, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the azan of fajr is called out. I mentioned last time, please, not for us to do, today's time we cannot do such things. But the point I want to explain, and look at the absorbment, the engrossment in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala these pious people had. What type of khushu' and khudu' we have in our salat? The moment we start our salah, already we are traveling the world. Right at the end, before the imam can say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then we realize we were in salah. Like that, take our different ibadat that we have. When we're reciting Quran, durood and salam, when making dhikr, where is our mind? So my respected brothers and elders, may Allah give me tawfiq first, and all of us, inshallah, to live a life not of ghaflat, but a life which is filled with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A life that makes us, reminds us that one day we're going to leave this world and there is hisab kitab. There is a beautiful jannah that is calling out to us, waiting for us. There is the jahannam that we have to save ourselves from plunging into. There is a hisab kitab. We will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have a life full of ghaflat, and we don't have shauq and yearning and longing to go into paradise, we don't have the fear of Jahannam, and we don't have the fear of Hisab Kitab, then we are living a life of ghaflat. And a life of ghaflat will only bring serious consequences to a person, as we have seen in the example, simple example. In this world, what's the consequence of ghaflat? Imagine what will be the consequence of ghaflat in the hereafter. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to wash our and purify our hearts. The dhikr that we're making is ta'aleem, just to explain to us, to teach us, to remind us how much we should be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said durus sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah. 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله. 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 Allah 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله forgive us our sins, my Allah. يا الله wash and purify our hearts, my Allah. يا الله every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, every single sin, completely, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wash all those gunas away from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, don't make us become ghafil of you, my Allah. Don't make us from the ghafileen, my Allah. Make us from the zakireen, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Make with every heartbeat of ours we say, Allah, Allah, my Allah. Give us that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Give us your ma'rifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have yaqeen in your thoughts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. And the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our hearts have become, ya Allah, corroded with sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become true, loyal servants unto you, my Allah. Make us become farma bardar bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, from all evil and all sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah, to refrain from all types of haram, my Allah. Make us see that which is halal, my Allah. Make us hear that which is halal and permissible, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only go towards halal, my Allah. Protect us from all haram avenues, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people in hospitals, my Allah, in ICU, my Allah, friends, Ya Allah, mashayikh, ulama, my Allah, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're going through various type of problems and difficulties, my Allah, and sicknesses, my Allah. Grant all of them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them complete shifa and sukoon, my Allah. All the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. And their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Allah, maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Burial in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hudi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, grant us hayatan tayyibah. Ya Allah, give us halal in tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance come with us to us with ease, my Allah. Make it be halal, pure and wholesome, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, jahan bhi ummat pareshan hal ho, Ya Allah. Pareshani dur farm.
Ya Allah, so many places, my Allah. There's earthquakes in Indonesia, my Allah. Ya Allah, they left homeless, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. All those who are making the assistance, Ya Allah, you help those people also, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Syria, my Allah, Lebanon, my Allah, Iraq, my Allah, Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many African countries, Ya Allah. This war, this drought, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, hum to bohat kamzor hai, Ya Allah. Hum zaif hai, Ya Allah. Forgive the ummah, help the ummah, my Allah. This is a special ummah of your beloved Rasul Pak, Allah. Allah, don't take, turn your gaze away from us, my Allah. We know we have done wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning only to you, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the ummah of Rasul Pak, Allah. Our brothers have raised their hands here, my Allah. Mothers and sisters and others at home are listening over the receiver, my Allah. Each one has got different needs, my Allah, and hajat. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا الله, all those who requested duas except all the jais murad, حاضرين غائبين, سبق دعاء قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, الحمد لله رب العالمين.